Concord Tall。Aloha everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. Concord Talk is a program where people in the Concord faith talk about various topics. The thoughts and opinions we share on this program may differ from yours, but we hope that you will enjoy and learn something new. We'll learn something new that may affect our thoughts, behaviors, and actions for the better. Our different backgrounds, religion, thought, and culture provide the diversity that strengthens our community. Just like biodiversity is essential for the healthy planet Earth.
I am Koichi Konko from Konko Mission of Honolulu. Join me are Amy and Anna. So how are you today?
Pretty good, except for these technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
So today's topic is Mitama-sama, Mitama spirits. Mitama spirits are people who have gone before, a departed soul, so like our ancestors who passed away already. So we have many Mitama spirits who have been supporting us, our life. Each person has many ancestors. We have two parents, four grandparents, great-grandparents, eight great-grandparents. We cannot count. The ancestral spirits are our roots. We cannot hear here. We cannot hear today without them. The founder said, revere Mitama spirits. Revere the Mitama. I think it's a good topic for us to discuss here. Do you have any story regarding the Mitama spirits? Have you ever felt Mitama-sama's support in your life?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's not really a spirit of a dead person, but I can really tell that spirit of my grandma. She's not even dead yet, though, but she's in Japan. It's like, whether you're living or dead, your spirit is still with us right here. So I believe we are spirit right here, right now in this body. And we are just using this physical form as our, like our housing. Yet we are spirit right now. So, you know, when we die, it's just that we, our spirit and our body just separates. That's all it is. So I really felt my grandma's spirit, even though she's alive, in Japan. So this happened a while back and it's really, really interesting. So what happened was, one day we call it the gyoza incident.
Gyoza incident.
Yeah. Gyoza is, the pot stickers. And, one day my dad was making a whole bunch of gyoza, handmade, even made, I think the wrappers, I think. And he finished making almost like 50 gyoza so we can like freeze for later on. And he was right about to pan fry them when my mother was working at the Japanese school and she came back in the evening and she usually comes straight into the house. But that particular day, for some reason, she took a little walk around the garden in a driveway and she noticed that, a whole section of like grass was missing. And that grass looked like, chives. Nira, no chives. So my mom was surprised and she was like, what happened? What happened to the plants? And my mom was like worried because she rushed in the house and asked Sensei. I was like, Sensei, what happened to the grass that was growing there? And he's like, oh, I chopped it up and put it into the gyoza. And she was like, no, 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 no. That's poison. It's toxic.
Oh,
it's, the Star of Bethlehem, which has like a digitalis effect in it. It could stop the heart. Mm. And so it's like the whole Yano family was going to die that night or something. I don't know. Or going to the ER. But thankfully, my mom was able to stop him before he pan fried him. So unfortunately, we had to discard them. We dug a hole in the backyard and just threw it all in the hole and just buried it. So it would just become compost again. But we did not eat the gyoza that night. And it was a really big, big Okage blessing. Yeah. And then, I think a couple, like 10 days ago, I think, my grandma from Japan called. My mom called her, I think. My mom called her. And the first thing my grandma said to my mom was, Neko-chan, something happened 10 days ago, didn't it? Didn't something happen 10 days ago? And my mom was like, huh? No, nothing happened 10 days ago, nothing. And she's like, no, something terrible was about to happen or something. And my mom was like, oh yeah, the gyoza incident. Yeah, we were almost going to die that if we ate the gyoza. And my grandma said, you see, I knew something like crazy was about to happen because in her dream, she kept calling my mom's name and she was shouting. She's like, Reiko-chan, Reiko-chan, Reiko-chan. It's like, you know, like, stop what you're doing, kind of hollering in her dream. And she knew something was up in Hawaii. It's almost like her spirit, even as far away from Japan, stopped that from happening. And everything coincided where, like, we were saved.
Yes.
You know, it couldn't have been a coincidence. I mean, how my mom came back at that particular time, how my mom took a little, you know, look into the garden, and how my mom noticed that the grass was missing, and how she ran into the house and caught my dad because he put it in the gyoza. And so we were able to stop that from happening. And it just brings chills down his mind. Like what would have happened to us if we ate it? And that was a lot of grass, you know. So my dad thought it was chives, but it was a Star of Bethlehem, and he minced it really nicely. And it was like a big, big bundle, a thick bundle of that Star of Bethlehem. And the whole mixture was green. So, oh my goodness. It was a great blessing. And that was my story here.
Thank goodness for grandma.
I know. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Mitama-sama, I think I've always felt a presence. You know, like you can always, I don't know, I get weird feelings like I'm being watched sometimes. But, I always feel Mitama-sama's support. You know, whether it be my dad or, my grandparent, you know, the fact that I was able to study in, at Kyushu University for 1 year, I think that was the Mitama-sama of my grandfather, his Hataraki, because he always wanted, and I didn't find this out until later, but he always wanted to go to Kyushu. And since he wasn't able to go, he always wanted one of his kids to go or someone in the family to go. And so the story my uncle told me when I got there, and I had an opportunity to study at Kyushu Daigaku for a year in college, you know, he definitely said that I didn't go to college thinking I was going to go study in Japan for it. And I certainly didn't think that I was going to go to Kyushu Daigaku, but it just so happened that was one of the choices that we could make. And we had to choose three colleges. And normally you don't get your first choice, but I put my first choice as Kyushu. And then I think the second one was Fukuoka Kyoiku Daigaku or something. I don't remember what my third choice was, but I got that first choice to Kyushu Daigaku. So I definitely think that was Mitama-sama no hataraki. Also the fact that I live here, that I'm living here in Honolulu Church right now, is also Mitama-sama no hataraki. It's strange that, yeah, I just feel like somewhere someone had some kind of role. I think my dad had a lot to do with it. I think a lot of the Mitama-sama had a lot to do with it, with me ending up here and living in the church. And I definitely feel like I'm always being told to have more faith. And the one way to get me to come to church every day is to make me live here. So that's that definitely Mitama-sama, I think.
Thank you. Yeah. My experience I like to share is that when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I was shocked when I asked my father about the picture. We have a family house altar, and there are some pictures, and there's my great grandparents. Picture, and I thought I have met them because I have a vivid memory with them. So I talked to my father in conversation. I have met them, right? I pointed out the great grandparents, and my father said, no, they passed away before you were born. And I was so shocked that I have a vivid memory that I was playing in the sandbox, and they watch him.
Wow.
And how come I just forgot? But after I became minister, I realized, oh, they're watching me all the time. So that's why I have a vivid memory. I mean, the vision. So that, I think that the message that we're watching over you, that was very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really amazing.
Anything else? Do you have any experience?
Well, I seen, my cat playing with a Mitama-sama. I'm pretty sure that was a Mitama-sama.
Oh.
And I saw it too, actually. I was cleaning outside, under the eaves of the church, and I was on the ladder, and, I see my cat playing with something in the driveway. She's like jumping, hopping, like rolling over and like chasing something, and nothing's there. I don't see anything. However, when I took a really closer look, I saw a spherical object. It was like a size of a grapefruit or like a softball. And it was transparent. It was like a globe of like water or like glass. And I could just see it rolling and bouncing and just kind of like flying, like hovering. And the cat, Hime-sama, was chasing it exactly in its motion. And it's as if the ball or the orb saw me looking at it. Like as soon as it kind of caught me looking at it, it vanished. And then my cat stopped playing with the orb. And I was like, whoa, what did I just see? I definitely saw something out of this world. Something that you would not normally see. It just blew my mind.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, when talk about Mitama-sama, in Japanese, we Mitama-sama, but we talk about yure, a ghost in English. Mm-hmm. We talk about ghosts feel like a scary, but oh, someone told me, oh, there's a Mitama-sama. And I feel like, why is a Mitama-sama? I feel more comfortable. And I'm not scared. Sometimes it's a night alone by myself in dark midnight, it's scary. Oh, yure or ghost. But no, that's a Mitama-sama. No problem. I feel that Mitama-sama is the one who's supposed to be support us, help us. Maybe sometimes they need help. So that's why they come out and ask help. But we, something we shouldn't scared of, but more like help each other kind of relationship we should have. The word ghost versus Mitama-sama, I think almost the same, but when I use Mitama-sama, I feel more comfortable.
Mm.
I'm going to share when I met, if I met Night March.
You met Night Marchers?
No, I haven't. I never. But I have the story about Night March, kind of scary story, right? And mm-hmm. many people say I have been Night March. I don't know if I see them, but according to one of the sensei's ancestors, they found the midst of the church. Somebody asked come to their home to pray because there's some kind of ghost around there.
Mm-hmm.
Please pray. Please help us because the ghosts come out. They're scary, and they asked the monk, Buddhist monk. They said, "Oh, there's strong spirits over there. I cannot remove them one day. I have to come three times." Something. But meanwhile, the house, their owner asked the sensei's ancestors, the founding minister. He came and prayed. And the next day, the monk came. He was so shocked that there's nobody anymore. There's no spirits. What happened? What did you do? The owner said, "Oh, I asked actually somebody else, and somebody else is the Konkokyo minister, and he said, oh, I don't have any power to remove the spirit, but I asked Kami-sama to help them. So maybe that works. Some people use their own power, so very limited. Maybe they have a very special power, but if you compare the Kami-sama, the God, it's big different. So it was interesting story to me that, we can ask Kami-sama to help Mitama-sama, Mitama spirit. Some Mitama spirits are not need help, it's not safe. We just need Kami-sama help.
Yeah. One thing I noticed different about Konkokyo and like other religions is the house blessings, or like when people encounter like haunted house or like curses in the house or the family, and they want us to bless the area. And like a lot of other religions and faith practices, they want to tend to, like chase away the spirit, you know, like exorcism, like shoo, here's some, I don't know, like holy water or like some sacred salt or like garlic or whatever. And they try to chase it away, just, like go away kind of prayer. But in, Konkokyo, I noticed it was different. were Konkokyo, house blessings, and exorcism. We don't do exorcisms, but we pray for the well-being of the spirit that is there. If it's in the house, then we don't chase it out because it was there first. We want to acknowledge its presence and we want to seek permission to allow us to live there or use that space. And further, we request for the spirit to help guide us and protect us. And I think that's so different. We also ask Kami-sama's guidance and Konko-sama's spirit to also help with the situation. So from a spirit's perspective, you know, from a standpoint of a spirit who is at unrest, and that's why he's causing all of this mischief. If I were the spirit, the evil spirit is causing all this, I'll be like, oh, you finally get it. Yes. Yes. This is my home. Don't try to kick me out. And none of that, you know, sacred salt is going to chase me away. I'm going to stay here. Nothing's going to chase me out. And to be acknowledged, to be prayed for my peace and happiness, I'll be like, wow, this is amazing. Thank you. You know, from a Mitama standpoint. And I'll happily guide the family that's living in the house. I think that's so different from other faiths. I'm not trying to compare, but I, and just the different, you know, the difference of it.
That everything has a spirit is, I think, kind of part of Konkokyo as well. Like every, I don't know if it's not, well, I don't know how they would word it in Konkokyo, but my understanding of it is whether it be the apartment that you're renting or the car that you're driving or, you know, any space that we enter, it has, everything has their own spirit. And unless you respect that, I feel like that's kind of connected to like Hawaiian. Every has a spirit, every tree has a spirit, every living thing has a spirit, but not only living things, but also inanimate objects come with their own spirit. And we have to respect everything.
Sometimes Amy is the voice of the flower stop.
That might be Mitama Zongatu.
Oh, we should pray. I forgot to pray every single time we pray before that. So please help us so that everything is all right. I'm sorry that I forgot to pray before recording everything. But I just check the language. In Japanese, we call jore. Jore is, jo is remove, rei mitama. Or jore, jore is more purify mitama. Dispel mitama, consecrate mitama, mitama spirit. That was an interesting concept of jore. Or jore, exorcism is more like dispel. But mitama spirit need to be saved. We should pray for it to come. Because yes.
Oh no, go ahead.
Oh yeah. You know, people live in Earth. I don't know how many billions right now, but think about people alive. But also think about people before to live with them. So not only living people, it's actually the people before that influenced our daily life. That's relationship is very important. We cannot ignore them. We think about sometimes remember a day or Sabbath. We honor before who die for the country. Think about them. So they exist in affecting our life. And that relationship, we are not alone. We are not live with only the people with body, but actual spirit in life. So we think about the ancestors and I wonder how many people I can name, how many ancestors I can name. You know, I can name my parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, and track. If we cannot name, I can kind of visualize. Can you name your ancestors?
Well, I know my, up to my great-grandparents, and just one random grandparent that is at least six generations back.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And I try to call their name out every day. I try to. Yeah, I wonder what kind of people they were, because I've never met them before. But I'm sure if I ever see their picture, I'm sure there might be some resemblance, you know? I'm like, oh, that grandma has my, like, eyebrows or, like, my nose. And, you know, whenever we look into the mirror, we have resemblance of our ancestors from way back. And I noticed that my grandpa who passed away, he looks exactly like my oldest brother when he was young.
He does.
Oh my
goodness. I saw that.
You know, his wartime picture? Oh my goodness. His eyes and everything, his whole facial structures look exactly like my brother. So I was like, you know, wow, DNA, it's in your blood.
Yeah, I think I saw that Facebook post.
Yeah.
Like, David? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So completely.
Mm-hmm.
They did. Yeah. Yeah. I don't actually know the names of my ancestors past my grandparents. I don't know on my mom's side for sure. I don't have the names. On my dad's side, I only recently, thanks to Koichi Sensei, have that book, that Yasutake Matsutarou book, that I think, like, I can recognize some of the pictures on there. That's definitely my uncle, like Waipahu Sensei, and I can tell that, but then that would mean pictures of my dad in there. He's like super young, like 6 years old or something, and I think I can imagine that's him maybe, but he doesn't really look anything like he did as an adult. Kind of understood the family line, the family tree. I'm grateful that I have a cousin on the Yasutake side that actually has taken the time to write out the family tree, the Yasutake family tree, the Yoshi Church senseis. I know he was working on it a few years ago. I think he's still working on it. But so I know there's something on that side that exists. And if I ever wanted to know it, then I could go and find out. But I wonder on my mom's side. It's more and more that, like, as I get older, I understand the importance leaving something behind for the younger generation. So, like, my nephews and niece, will they understand? Because everything's in Japanese line, especially on the outside. I think that's one of the things that I'll probably slowly work on to make sure that they understand the future generations.
Yeah, that's our responsibility, that we should try to search our ancestors, try to know them. Also, the adult, we should tell our younger generation about our ancestors. I remember that I have pictures and the names on like an album for my father's side. You can see the picture that relate to kind of family tree with pictures. And my father gave me that in case something happened in Japan, at least we have it, so it's not going to disappear. So I have it. I should show my son later on, too young, but I should tell him, and you should keep it.
Yeah. I think it's important to talk about our ancestors, you know, the struggles they've been through and what they've contributed to society and even like the family and the traditions they passed down, like, you know, even their recipes and their wisdom. Because if it's not talked about, then it's going to disappear forever. And, right. You know, certain things were like passed down for generation and generation. It becomes like a family model.
Right. You know, the teaching, the founder left the teaching, immortality is important for humans. Immortality is when others keep praying for you after you die.
Mm-hmm.
Immortality is important for humans. Immortality is when others keep praying for you after you die. That's important. Should think about our ancestors.
Yeah. I remember a classmate telling the whole class, we were reading about the Titanic. And her great-grandfather was supposed to ride on the Titanic, but he was late. Mm. So he missed it. And he was already sailing off. And he was like, wait! And, you know, he was like really bummed. But then later it sank. Yeah. So Anthony, I remember my classmate telling us that if my great-grandpa rode on a Titanic, I probably might not be born. Yeah. I thought that was really interesting.
Mm. You know, I heard the story, the one family, so they're the siblings, and the mother, I think mother of protagonist having cancer and treated, but he's a terminal and suffering from cancer, with a lot of pain. And some siblings want her to live as much as possible, mm-hmm. while the other want her, let her go already. Mm-hmm. So she's suffering. And that's a unique situation that think about mother, both think about mother, but actually the mother is suffering, just like the goal for others, his mother, but actually that's for myself, for themselves, for the mother suffering.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that's a kind of conflict, yeah. But in Konko Kyo, even the Mitama spirit, we can communicate each other, praying them or think about them, so that it's not the end. Father suffering from cancer and his brother or sisters want her to leave as much as possible using the, you know, the medical, the modern medical thing. But he just won't let her go because she's very suffering.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's a big issue. That if we practice faith and if you know the relation between Mitama-sama and us, the death is not the end, but new beginning. So some say the spiritual birthday. So we can let people go, even people are suffering, even though we will love them, but still we can let them go. But some people so hard because love so much, I don't want to lose them. So even though they're suffering, we cannot have like let go. I think that's the founder's teaching is kind of good help in that kind of situation.
Death is so personal to each person. You know, as we work in a hospital, we see people dying often, but and it seems like it's regular because it's like not your own family, but when it's your own family, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to react.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hope that I'm ready and that, you know, that they won't suffer. My parents won't suffer. And my parents always tell me, 誰が先に行くかわからないかな? Meaning, we never know who's going to go first. So, you know, don't expect to, you know, go after your parents or go before. Just don't expect that kind of thing because we never know. We never know. But just to always give thanks for our daily blessings. She always emphasizes that. So like, you're right. Does it matter if you're healthy or young? Does it matter? Because, you know, we never know when death is going to come. We may be awake in the morning, but in the evening we may be dead in a body bag, you know, because of an accident or like a sudden heart attack or like a stroke or various other ways to die out there. But yeah, it has to have the acceptance part in the heart. If we practice faith enough, then can we just give our daily thanks and be ready anytime? Have no attachment.
Yeah, that's kind of, that kind of makes me think about how we live. Like when you said, just don't have any attachment, and be ready to go at any time. I think it was my auntie that I remember her saying, and she's 80, 82. She's still young. But I remember her saying that, you know, いつ行ってもいい. And it's like, that just means, you know, I'm ready to go at any time. And it's kind of, I don't know, touchy. I mean, I don't know how to take that. Like, be ready to go at any time, but then you flip it around, and isn't that like saying, I guess if you take it in a bad way, that could mean you're giving up on life. It's not that you're giving up on life. I don't know, like, I don't know how to put that in words.
You're kind of like living your life to the fullest at every moment.
So that it's okay.
So that you have no regrets.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. You're living your life where you're not causing a lot of trouble to people. You know, giving care to people you love and spending time with them. That's what's really important, I think. Yeah, people, you know, tend to like do their own thing and just avoid being with their loved ones and their friends. And when their friends or loved ones do suddenly go, they're going to be in great regret. Oh, I should have spent more time with like grandpa or like grandma. I should have asked her what their special recipe was. And, you know, we could have all done that when they were alive and they were well. So it's important to do those things while you can. There'll be no regrets. Live with no regrets. Yeah. Every time I go to work, I feel like this could be my last day at work. So try to do the best work that I can. Yeah. It may seem morbid, but again, we never know. never know. So, and every time I go to work, I say, yoroshiku onegaishimasu. You know, like, please allow me to do good work today at the hospital. And when I clock out, I say, arigatou gozaimashita. Thank you for allowing me to clock out safely. When I return home, drive home safely, I say thank you again in front of my altar. And then I just look forward to another day tomorrow, whether it will come or not. We can continue that kind of gratitude, part of gratitude daily. Daily basis, then, you know, your whole life will be a life of gratitude. And a life of gratitude really is a life that has regrets, I think. It's a good life.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Good point. That's so, Sina, that's hard for me to remember. I guess that having that mindset of this could be my last day. If you have that mindset of this could be my last day, then you have no choice but to be grateful for anything that happens that day, because that could be your last day. That changes a lot. That changes your mindset a lot.
If you're like me, like a mean person at work, and that was in fact your last day at work, they're only going to remember you as like an evil coworker.
Right.
Versus somebody who was just trying to try hard and do their best.
I like to share a story I read. It's the folklorist. Kind of famous folklorist in Japan when it was like probably 100 years ago. He researched something, and on the way back home, waiting for the bus, and he met an old man. He said, he has a good life. He raised the children, and he was able to earn a lot of money. And the last thing he need to do is to be a good ancestor. Last thing I need to do is to be a good ancestor. And the folklorist was a very meaningful word that he has something to do even after he died. As a Mitama spirit, want to look after his descendants, even including he never met before because they were not born yet. But he want to be the person from their descendants. So, my grandpa, great grandpa was a wonderful person, very wonderful person, and he watching over us. So the old man want to be the good role model. So that actually he had the perspective there. He's a ancestor, yeah. I think he has a good ancestors. He respect ancestors. He want to show to his grandchildren, great grandchildren, that the important. How to live, you have to be a good person, you have to be a good life, that's very positive, even think about your descendants, not only the ancestors, but descendants, and that's very, very future-oriented perspective. So even you die, still you live in Mitama spirit for future generations.
Mm. A couple of weeks ago, somebody asked me a reading question, because he was really trying to grill me on my faith and my beliefs, and he was like, you believe in evil spirits? And I was like, no, we don't believe in evil spirits. But we believe in spirits that are not at rest, you know, that they died holding a grudge. They died maybe from a suicide or, you know, they didn't die happy. That's basically what becomes evil spirits. And we don't believe in evil, but we pray for their salvation. And, you know, when evil spirits do come out, they're only trying to be acknowledged. My mom always tells me, if you ever see a ghost or like a angry spirit, listen to them, ask them, like, you know, they want to be heard. They want people to hear how they died or, you know, whatever they have in their heart. So, offer kindness and never hold a grudge against any kind of evil spirit because we just want to be saved. And I'm really, really glad that, you know, we don't damn people to hell or depths of hell or just because they did something bad. And we look more towards the underlying problem of why people committed, like, you know, crime and like all these things that are considered sins. And we don't condemn the person, although we condemn the act, but we don't condemn the person because that person, something was amiss in their lives for them to turn out like that. For them to commit such crimes, we want to help nurture their spirit, and their soul, so they can be saved, so they can at least pass away with a saved heart.
Mm. I guess that's from a lay person's point of view. That's kind of I can understand. I can somewhat understand not condemning a person, not condemning the person, but condemning their act. It's hard. I think it becomes harder though when you're the victim or the victim's family of that person wrongdoing or things like that. How do you comfort the person who, you know, how do you comfort like the victim's family? Like say someone murdered someone else and it's not like they deserved it. How How do you guys view that kind of thing?
And that's why we have the Toritsugi mediation or Toritsugi. That's where people come to talk to the sensei about anything that's bothering their hearts. You know, and something as terrible as murder, you know, your heart won't even begin to heal with just one session of Toritsugi mediation. So many, many encounters with the sensei, just getting all that frustration, anger, sadness gradually out of your body, slowly, 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 praying for the person that was killed. And I know it's really difficult, but also praying for the person that killed the person. It's really important. You know how some other faiths, they say, oh, forgive them, forgive the person that did it. But no, I don't think it works that easily. No, you don't have to forgive them. I think you should just continue to pray for that person and pray for your own heart. And in doing so, you will begin to gradually feel compassion for the person that did all these crimes. Mm-hmm. It's not like a one-time deal where like, oh yeah, just forgive them. Forgive them. No, it doesn't work like that. It requires a lot of time, a lot of toritsugi or spiritual counseling. But you know, toritsugi will really help this kind of situation.
You know, people expected the religions can explain what's going to happen after we die. Mm-hmm. And many religions have an answer. Hongko Daijin has answers. Also, he said, I've never died, so I don't know yet. It's a couple answers, but that's interesting that I have never died. Of course, I don't know, but you don't need to worry. You focus on right now, which is living time.
I was going to say, that's kind of a smart aleck answer for but I see what he means. I see what he means.
So there is after die world?
After death world?
Death world? Is there something after death world?
That's good, an after death world. I just think that we're just gonna live between the universe and the earth. Just like how we're living right now. But we just won't have this physical body, the meat and the bones and the blood. And it's like a pot of water being boiled off. You know, you put it in a high temperature and the water begins to boil, and like the whole pot of water that was there, it eventually evaporates, and you're like, where did that water go? And you ask any scientist, they'll be like, oh yeah, it's over here. It's just mixed in with the air that we're breathing, right?
It's just a different form.
Yes, a different form. But the atoms are there. Mm-hmm. So even when we die and we get cremated or just buried in the ground and we turn into soil, our atoms don't disappear. They're still there. But our molecules, they change into something else.
Go back to the universe.
In a different form.
I think this teaching is what Anna said. Because people think that Tenchi Kanon no Kami, divine parent, takes care of them only while they are alive. But they remain under Kami's care, divine parent's care, even after they die. Since the soul is bestowed by Kami, when one is dismissed by heaven, one soul will return to Kami and be in Kami's eternal care. Since the body comes from Earth, it will also return to Earth and be under its care. So we don't go nowhere, but still under the care of the divine parent. So some sensei said, Kunko Kyo's perspective to death is very akarui.
Akarui, yeah.
Positive, very positive.
Yeah.
Death is not the end, but new beginning. Could be a reincarnation.
I wonder. Yeah, I wonder what happens. I mean, if you think about it, you know, all the soil that is outside. I think maybe that was once somebody's body that got decomposed and turned into soil, and then when plants grow, it uptakes the nutrients and like the atoms that were once a human being, and then it forms into like a fruit or like a vegetable, and we consume that, and that becomes our blood and flesh, and like, hey, it's kind of like a reincarnation. And people are born through, you know, like the nutrition that we intake in our bodies, and a new human being is born, and it's like, everything is connected.
Yeah, necessarily the human beings, but maybe any other type of life. I mean, animals, insects, plants. So definitely.
Yeah, some kind of life form.
Yeah, I can agree with Edna Sensei. My wife said that actually we can choose. If you want to reborn, you can do that. If you want to stay in spiritual being, you can do that too. That's interesting too. But our founder never said that. But we all know the teaching, the place fertilizes the root of a tree, then its branches will grow lush. Respect your ancestors and parents, and then you will prosper. Place fertilizes the root of the tree, then its branches will grow lush. Respect your ancestors and parents, then you will prosper. I like this teaching. Very clear that our roots are very important. The roots we cannot see. Sometimes we ignore. But roots is very important so that so flowers bloom. We focus on that beautiful flower, well, its roots. Our ancestors, we should not forget our ancestors.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and going back to, like, you know how I said, like, we're spirit right here, right now. And thinking that our bodies, like, to be born as a human being is so exciting, I guess, for our spirit. I mean, you get to experience a lot of things if you're a human being. I mean, if the spirit comes into a human being's body, you know, you get arms and legs to move and you get to smell different things. We have like all our six senses, right? We can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can taste, we can feel and everything. So while we're alive, I think this is the spirit's opportunity, chance to enrich the soul, the spirit, as much as possible. Learn the taste of all the delicious food out there. Encounter, you know, good experiences, bad experiences, all kinds of stuff. See beautiful things with our eyes. And with that, the spirit is enriched. And when our life ends, our spirit and body is separate. So we can no longer see things because we don't have eyes. But the feeling is there. We'll know. We'll know what a beautiful flower looks like. We'll know what a chocolate cake tasted like. And we'll be this enhanced spirit form, I think. But while we're in this spirit, this physical form, just do as many things as you can. Enhance that spirit and just don't waste your life. Yeah.
I like that. It translates into we have this great responsibility now to, while we're in this form, to experience all that we can and all that we were meant to be.
Any other questions, Koichi Sensei, for us?
No, it's about time. I think we have a lot of a discussion. So it's time to end. You like to say something before we close?
My mom just told me this morning, but I don't know why she told me this. She didn't even know we were going to have a Mitama talk today. She said, oh, did you know in Kongo Kyo that Tenchi Kane no Kamisama, which is our great life force, prays for the salvation of all people and Mitama spirits as well? I was like, what? That's a really interesting thing that you said. So Kamisama, our parent god, our life force, equally prays for the happiness of everyone, even spirits that are considered evil. Kamisama wants everyone to be saved. I'll end it there.
Thank you very much for joining us today. I hope you enjoy today's discussion. Thank you very much to Amy and Edna for today. We hope to see you next time. Mata aimashou. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think Amy is much better. I think the reception was
better. Downstairs.
It's funny. Huh? Where am I?
Oh, we should tell that.
You know, everything is energy as well, right? Everything is energy. Mitama spirits are energy. Yeah. Our thoughts are energy. So it's all connected. All
right. So thank you very much.
So weird.
It is weird, yeah?
Thank you. I had a question from like a couple of, from our first Kongo talk.
Really? Somebody listened to that?
She was asking.
Oh, the COVID?
What was it? COVID, yeah, the pandemic thing. Mm-hmm. And then how about the punishment from Kamisama and all that kind of stuff. And then she was asking about what is Konkokyo's view on how on bad things that happen to good people?
Things that happen to good people.
Yeah. So like, mm-hmm. you know, like these random acts of like someone's trying to save, someone went into like a flood or whatever and tried to save other people and ended up dying, or, you know, like random acts of crime that someone's trying to like, someone's changing a tire for someone on the freeway.
Yeah.
They get run over. Or stuff like that. Like how does Konkokyo view stuff like that? And I didn't know how to answer her. So
wow. Do you hear that, Koiki Sensei?
Yes.
Wow. That is a tough key.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that was like that person's the person who ends up dying.
I saw it. But there is a teaching like that, you know. There is a Konko teaching that goes, no matter how good or like Buddha-like a person may seem to somebody else, in the eyes of Kamisama, there's no knowing what kind of gobure that they have done. Or like even they might be even tsugunai for the gobure of their ancestors, they even said. Mm. That it may not even be their fault, but because of what their ancestors did, you're paying the price. Which is chotto ne, sounds hidoi, but it's like, you know, that could be true.
Yeah, good person and people who have faced a difference.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Maybe the flow of the energy. If we know if we practice faith and you know the Kamisama, you may be able to avoid those the energy flowing to you. I don't know, but Meguri or whatever, we have a time to apologize, time to think about Kamisama. So that's so close that we might get accident or whatever bad thing happen. Some people like a luckiest person, like YouTube, they is like a luckiest person. Maybe that's that were able to, maybe Mitama-sama was able to help for some reason, or Kamisama. Some people are not able to get help in the moment. We don't know. But also, maybe those people already received so much blessing. They could die way before. But they were able to extend life until the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very last that they were able to receive virtue through helping people. So that maybe as a Mitama spirit, they have a virtue, more virtue, so that Kamisama actually helping those people. We don't know beyond our understanding. So my interpretation is that even that moment, that those people actually receiving blessing.
Yeah, you know what? If Konko-sama could talk, I would really like to ask for like the Mitama spirits or like Kamisama. So how many times, or like did I like a, was there like a near miss where I might have died? You know, like seconds, within seconds, like seconds that I'm not aware of. And like, I would be surprised what number that would be. Like, oh yeah, you would have actually died 54 times, you know. And we saved you. We saved your ass, you know. And I'm like, wow. We never know when or how could have died earlier. Because some people, you know, they might have had a patient once who passed away. She was only in her 20s, and it was really sad for her death. But I went to her funeral, and I realized only at the funeral that she would have actually died a few years ago than the day that she passed away. And then the family is really, really grateful for that. Because she had like some kind of kidney disorder, but they said that God extended her life. And she even doctors were saying that she's going to die earlier, but her life was extended a few years, actually. So they're really, really grateful. And here, like, people who don't know about the story, like, I didn't know about that story. Before I knew about the story, I just felt sorry for her. You know, that she was such a sweet girl. Why did she have to die so young?
Mm-hmm.
And going to the funeral and then listening to the, what's that thing called?
Eulogy.
I was like, wow, this person really received divine blessings.
Mm.
Yeah. It's perspective, yeah.
Perspective. I'm still recording. So I think I can include that story. Okay, so I'm going to stop recording.